T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Lions at four and a shot! Score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
Joe with John and you on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. Mike Conti is the man of many hats, also called that great game between United and United. What a wild finish that was, man. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
You know, all things considered.
He's playing hurt, Mike.
Playing through pain.
He's playing hurt.
I'll tell you what, when I got this thing, I couldn't talk.
Right.
John sounds great. So, like, next time.
Wait a minute, you should have caught him earlier this morning. He was about to die.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
He was in bad shape.
Well, this thing comes in waves. I mean, I'll feel.
That's what I told you.
You know, right now I feel okay. Well, I feel okay right now. But when I woke up this morning, I was running high fever. I thought, this is how ignorant I am. I thought I wouldn't get this thing. I had four backs. I had done all the things. I thought, we're 2.5 years in. I'm good. Man, when that thing hit me at that golf tournament, it was like somebody smashed me in the gut. Wow.
And he almost fainted. Oof. He fainted right there.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
He fainted for like a minute this morning. We had to revive him.
Well, how does that work? I mean, he's 40 miles away.
So. Well, Abe sent a lot of angry, vicious texts.
I got you.
That helped.
Well,
that helped.
I'll tell you what. Just a little inside baseball as the brand manager of the radio station.
Right.
Glad you're well enough to talk. Yep. Thanks to Double Dribble Tribble, because he's been on standby all week.
He's been on standby?
In case John couldn't go, Double Dribble Tribble was on standby. So I want to thank him for
thank you, Rob.
Yeah, his flexibility as well. And I told John on Saturday, like, look, man, when I got this thing, the last thing I wanted to do was go on the radio and talk, especially for 4 hours. So, you know, get your rest, get your sleep and everything. So, John, you're being a trooper, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate John playing hurt, though.
I hope you're feeling better soon, because this is a huge week.
It's a big week.
Full-on college football launching on Saturday.
Yes.
And we need you, John. We need your college football expertise.
We got that and United and the Braves and the Falcons. Yeah, we got everything going on.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, two Atlanta United matches. Braves in a pennant chase, so the Falcons careening towards the regular season. So,
careening.
Yeah, absolutely a big year.
So did Atlanta United save this season yesterday?
Well, I don't know if they saved it. I think they kept it alive.
Okay.
If they had not won, and that includes a draw. I mean, a draw would not have been acceptable yesterday. Had they not won, they really, really would have been in a bad spot. I mean, then you're putting yourself in a position where you almost would have to win out or you know, get 5 wins and 2 draws in your last 7. Now I think what it does, Hugh, is it takes them into a difficult road trip and a really, really tough game on Wednesday for a number of different reasons, and it makes it affordable where if they lose a game on the road trip, they're okay. They need to get something out of the road trip. I think they can in Portland. I don't know what they can really get Wednesday in Philly, because Philadelphia has not lost at home all year. They're 9-0-5. If you go on this road trip, you get a point or three, you're actually then in really good shape, because then you turn around, you really control your own destiny at that point. You have a big game against Toronto, a big game against Orlando, and a big game against New England. All teams are chasing where if you win all three of them, you're going to be okay. If you lost yesterday, I think all that's off the table. So they didn't necessarily save their season, but I think they kept it alive.
Gotcha. All right, so from your vantage point, and you watch this from a different angle than anybody else because you're calling the game, and so you're really invested in it. I could just tell you what, you know, I see is that, you know, they played on the front foot a lot. They were, you know, continually aggressive. I like the fact that once they got the 3-2 lead, they kept staying on the aggressive side. They didn't park the bus and tried to get a fourth goal. And so I like the nature of the attack right now. Is that something that you think that they have to lean on? We have to go back to this. Okay, you know, they've got such an attack that if they're going to do this, they're going to have to, you know, what, 7 games to go? 15 goals in 7 games kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's funny. Jason and I, we were looking at that yesterday in the post-match show, and Atlanta United's record when they score 2 goals or more compared to when they score one goal or fewer. It's like a night and day difference. Two goals really is the magic number for Atlanta United. Very infrequently are they not going to get a result when they score two or more goals. I think what you saw yesterday, John, in the second half, Gonzalo Pineda made some attack-oriented subs when it was a 2-2 game, knowing that he had to go and chase and get that third goal because they needed a win. And then when they got the third goal, it was almost like, oh wait. I mean, now we're really, really attack-focused, and maybe we need a little more security, which is why they brought Franco Ibarra in at the very end. I think Wednesday's match in Philly could be very, very different. I think there is the potential, John, that Atlanta United could play 5-4-1 and concede possession and let and make Philadelphia play, because Philadelphia is a pressing team that is not comfortable when they have the ball. You also look at the fact that you played yesterday and you have a very tight turnaround to Wednesday. You look at the fact that this is the least likely road match of those remaining to get points in, and you might use that as a license to rotate the team a little bit lineup-wise. So I wouldn't be shocked if it is not an attack-oriented look Wednesday in Philadelphia and Atlanta United plays a lot more defensively.
Did you see a little bit more of a vintage Joseph yesterday in the way that he played?
I saw horrendous defending by DC United on that goal. But, yes, you did also see a little bit of the killer instinct from Joseph. Joseph didn't look really happy after he scored that goal, by the way. I mean, that was the look of someone who was like, you know what, yeah, great, I'm glad I scored, but we got to go get another one now and win this thing. Very, very determined. The way that Joseph at 5'7" tall can elevate and win those aerial duels, I mean, that ball that was played into him by Lennon, it was a lovely cross, but, I mean, Joseph really had to go up and get that. And it was good to see him with the ability to go up and elevate and get that. So thank you, DC, for ball watching, but a really nice job by Joseph getting up in the air. Yes, that did look like the Joseph of 2018 going up and getting something like that. Three headed in goals, by the way, yesterday for Atlanta United. It's a club record for a single game. That's never happened before. Right.
Of course, it is college football weekend. Man of many hats, talking about a lot of different things here. I do want to touch on college football with you because I know that as a Penn State fan, going to Ross-Ade Stadium to open the season is not exactly
John, your season, desired. Your season ended on Saturday, and my season will end on Thursday. So we'll just be playing out the string the rest of the way.
They got free beer in Ireland.
Because
they couldn't charge them.
John, were you getting drunk on Saturday, or were you getting drunk on Tylenol? John, it's bad enough.
I couldn't even drink.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't like going to Purdue for an opener at all. I think Penn State will probably be out of the month of September, below the 500 mark. They have to go to Auburn as well. I don't see them winning that. We have a couple really, really good games this weekend. They'll remember on Sports Radio 92.9, the game Saturday night, we have Ohio State Notre Dame. And the more I think about that game, John, the more I think that Notre Dame is going to be competitive.
That's what I do too.
I think that's going to be a tremendous test for Ohio State. I think Ohio State likely wins the game because they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if Notre Dame plays respectably, remember, again, Notre Dame does not have a conference championship game. It is going to be vital for Notre Dame to at least keep that game close. If they are blown out, it is a huge, huge dent in their college football playoff resume. Notre Dame cannot take the same chances that, like, an Alabama, a Georgia, a Clemson can take with early season scheduling because they don't have the luxury of that conference championship game. But I do think Notre Dame will hang in there.
Boy.
Well, we look forward to it. Atlanta United up next, another big game. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it.
All right, guys. Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.